Welcome back, everybody, to Catapult Your Business, where we're going to help you propel your business. And we do that one question every week. My name is Casey Clark. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Cultivate Advisors. And I'm joined by a super talented business advisor of ours. Her name is Nancy. She's out of Chicago. I'll introduce her in just a moment. But she brought a really great question. And that question is for everybody is, why does messaging help your company stand out? Why does messaging help your company stand out? And Nancy, I know you know this, not everybody gets this right, but before we dive into that, Nancy, do you mind just sharing just a quick brief view of kind of what your background is before you got into the advisory space?
Sure. I'm an entrepreneur, but I started out my first career with the big national ad agencies rolling out like 17 national brands. And then I ran my own international import company for about 24 years before I sold it.
Amazing. Yeah. So messaging, you might know something about it, especially with your
just a little bit. Yeah.
And I know that you dig in on a lot of marketing and messaging with a lot of our clients. So thank you for all the work you do for them. Why should I care, right? Like why as an owner should I care about messaging? Because as you know, right, all the hats, everything going on for entrepreneurs and business owners running the business, it's hard to put your attention to the messaging your business puts out. So I'm just curious your thoughts of why does this even matter?
Well, I think we both all know, especially after COVID, what a crowded marketplace it is out there, right? Everybody's jumping on digital. You see a million things when you go to search. You get a million emails in your inbox, a million messages on LinkedIn. So when somebody is considering one company over another, how good your offer is, how intriguing your hook is and your message and what you uniquely offer is the difference between somebody picking you or somebody else.
Well, no doubt, even pre-COVID, but no doubt that it's crowded, right? In terms of just how much language is out there and how much faster people can get information and digest information. I mean, that has been a cultural shift that we've experienced over the last several decades, really since the dot-com boom. So no doubt that's taken place. You started already digging into kind of like the offer and the hook. Can you just define some of these things so everybody's on the same playing field that might be listening? Because I know we've got some beginners here probably listening in, but we also have people that are a little more advanced.
Well, I'll tell you the biggest mistake everybody makes is they say who they are and not what they do. Yeah. Nobody cares. It's the what have you done for me lately kind of idea, right? Yeah. So if you are not positioning your feature as a benefit, that's a problem. You've never seen an iPhone commercial where they talk about the tech. Nobody cares. They care that it looks cool, that it works well, and that it's fun to have along, you know. So you absolutely have to drive home what your benefit is to the audience and what problem you're solving.
Well, that's really hard to do, right? Like I think a lot of people struggle, right? When they're in the moment or they're so deep inside of their product or their service, whatever it is, they want to talk about themselves. They want to talk about what their output is, right? But they don't, you have to actually share what's going to be the impact or the output that person's going to experience, or like you said, the benefit that they're going to gain. Any advice that you would give entrepreneurs on how to get started on that or how to take a look at their messaging to make sure it's focused on the benefit? Do you have any exercises you do with clients or just any experiences you've seen work better than others?
Yeah, I do this with my clients all the time. One of the things I say is I had $1 million to invest. Why should I pick you?
Okay.
Because then it puts people a little bit on the defensive and they justify, well, because we do this better than anybody because of our proprietary system or something like that, right? You want to give somebody a reason why they should pick you. So that's one thing. The other thing is if you're mentioning a feature or what you do and it doesn't pass the so what test, then you haven't told anybody a benefit. So we're the most sophisticated tech company in the world. So what? So we can create systems that process your orders faster, right? So those are two good ways to check if you promise somebody what we call a value prop or a USP, unique selling proposition, and whether or not you're speaking about benefits or just talking about yourself.
But also just what's great about what you just shared is that so what game a little bit you play with yourself, right? Like I think most people don't realize sometimes you need to go 5, 6, 7, you know, layers deep, right? Because even where you just stopped, right? Like we create these systems that help us process orders faster. It's like, so what, right? What does that actually mean to the end user? It's like, oh, you will process much faster. So it will in turn create this, this, and this for your business.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah.
And that's I just want everybody to hear that's what the benefit is, right? That's the hook that actually gets people excited to go, oh, interesting. I do want that. I will go, experience more. Nancy, I'm curious, a lot of people talk about this awareness consideration or decision stages, right? I think HubSpot was kind of the first. I'm sure that was even Robin duplicated at some point.
Oh,
Some other
yeah.
experts, but they kind of put it on the map, is what I say, because that's what everybody always references. So just curious, should people, when they're looking at the language or the messaging, if it's on a collateral piece or an advertising piece or a website piece, whatever it is, do you buy in that they need to understand the difference between, is this awareness language? Like, what's my intent? Or am I putting out consideration language? I would just love to hear your perspective on that, because I think a lot of business owners get that wrong, from my experience.
I agree. I think that these days web searches are the awareness. You bring up your top 10 SERPs, your search engine result pages, and people look at that and they say, okay, now I'm aware that these 10 people sell shoes, right? And then the next stage, the interest stage where you're evaluating, are they for me or not, depends exactly what we're talking about. It depends on your hook. So when you go to that page and it says, we have the most dazzling collection of colored shoes you've ever seen, then you put them on your short list, right? Then you say, okay, that message and that unique offer was good enough for me to be like, you're one of the two or three I'm considering. So those are the first two stages, that awareness and then that interest. If you go by that ADA theory, awareness, interest, desire, and then action, right? So, those are the first two phases. And then you want to foment this desire. And how do you do that? Go back to your so what test. Why are these the most dazzling shoes you've ever seen? Because this feature is going to benefit you in this way. It's going to go with every outfit you could possibly dream. People are going to compliment you on this, whatever it is, right?
Get them
So you're
why.
going to tell them how each feature of your product is a benefit to them. And that's what foments that desire to take action.
Are you getting the advice you need for your business from this episode? Do you want to get more than just one question answered and have it customized to you and your business? Well, Cultivate Advisors works one-on-one with thousands of business owners every day. Let them help you scale your business today. Don't just listen to this episode. Take action and go to cultivateadvisors.com to see which advisor you get matched with and receive a free 2-hour business assessment on how you could scale your business to the next level. Act now at cultivateadvisors.com.
If you meet people, right, where they're not, right? Like, so if you meet people with decision length, we see this. I know you see this all the time. I know I see this all the time. It's like entrepreneurs will have like nonstop decision messaging. It's like, take action now. You must do this. And it's just like, I'm not even there yet. Like, that was supposed to be on the next page. How does this work? Well, this is how it works. So. It's, I just, I think people, if you're listening in as entrepreneurs, just please understand, like, you have to bring messaging in at the right speed of an owner or your client base. And I find that a lot of people struggle with that. I like your perspective there, Nancy, of like, actually just think about what people are going to search. Let that be what you then show up as your awareness language. Then when they first hit the site, you're probably bringing more of the consideration or your other, I forgot your acronym. That was great. Can you repeat
Yeah,
that?
no, your interest, you're an evaluation in your interest.
Your evaluation strategy, and then it starts to click in as they go down the rabbit hole. They land more on that decision type language, which gets them
Yeah,
to
you
understand.
have to think about the common sense of it all. I mean, when you go and shop for something, okay, you're aware of it. You think like, okay, these people are good. And then you want to research a little bit more and say, why are they good? So that's your features as benefits. And then you want a little reinforcement. Well, not only do I think they're good, somebody else has told me they're good. Here's a testimonial, right? And then there's a certain amount of inertia that comes into play. So then you want to be like, look, it's so easy to do this. And then you think like, oh, well, I guess I can get past that hurdle. And then a lot of times you'll see at the end that there's one more push. Consumer Reports thinks we're wonderful, or just this month there's 20% off or whatever. So then you're pushing the urgency. And then you get to the point where they're like, okay, cool product, great features that benefit me. Everybody loves them. It's easy to do. And now you've given me another reason to act. I'm there.
I love it. So obviously we just talked about messaging as it pertains to marketing and pursuit of getting additional buyers, clients, customers, whatever your vernacular is for your industry or your business. But I'm curious, would you ever pick this up and throw this over the fence and use this internal with your teams?
Oh, the messaging? Absolutely, right? I mean, it still applies. One of the things I always like to do too, and especially with teams, is show some insight up front. So it's almost like you have industry insight. You know how this is the case. Well, we do this so that this great result happens. So that kind of trifecta that way. Because that's what hooks somebody. If you go to a networking meeting, you say, "Hey, I'm an accountant," everybody's like, "Yawn." But if you say, "Hey, you know how it's so hard to figure out if you have enough money to retire? Well, we do this with our wonderful methods so that you have clarity about your numbers." So much more compelling decision. So I like to set it up that way with some insight, the good solution, and then what the outcome is, because you're always selling for the outcome.
Thanks for tuning in to Catapult Your Business, where Cultivate Advisors is helping you catapult your business one question at a time. Are you running your business, or is your business running you? At Cultivate Advisors, they'll match you with an expert advisor and do a free 2-hour deep dive for your business. This will give you the clarity you need on how to get your business to the next level. Cultivate has worked with thousands of businesses. What do you have to lose? So head over to cultivateadvisors.com and sign up for your free 2-hour session.
No, I love it. And I think, again, like you can use this, and your sales team have to be really good at this. You have to slow down and help them understand, like, when should they share it? What stage of meeting the person and the client, in the journey of going through the sales process? You have to, even your leaders, right? In terms of, managing change. Like, if you look at a lot of the change management techniques, it comes back to messaging. It comes back to, is your team actually aware? Have you given them a chance to process? Then, what's the additional information they're going to want? You're going to discuss back and forth and like get alignment. Then you're going to go to actually decision making and making sure they feel part of that decision, right? So if you think about it, like almost all aspects of the business are running on this same kind of, process of how messaging has to come across with how people absorb information.
Absolutely. You're positioning everything in a way where it's very appealing. You're giving them reasons why it's actually going to be good for them. And then you're answering any of the objections that they might have. So at the end, they think like, okay, well, we figured this all out. I can adopt this. I've got buy-in. And buy-in, whether you're buying or buying in internally, is what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, no doubt. Obviously, you can speak more clearly to people. You're naturally going to get more people to follow you, if that be your team members, if that be your client base or the industry, whatever you're in pursuit of. Messaging, obviously, you've proven today, Nancy, is important. And I think, for me, the one that really stands out that I keep coming back to that I hear is just everybody just my biggest piece of advice is that just be mindful, like, are you in the awareness, area of actually giving language or messaging, or are you in the interest or consideration area? And whatever you do, don't lead with decision-making messaging.
Oh, that's like somebody coming up to you and say, "Hey, I do this. You want to buy it?"
Right.
I don't even know who you are, right?
Oh, I'm good. Of course not. Yeah, it's
And
literally going down the street. It's like, people are trying to give you flyers and get you to buy something. And you're just like, that's not working, right? It's very low output of conversion. So anyway, I would love everybody to hear that. Nancy, any final, thoughts or words of wisdom you could pass on to all the entrepreneurs listening in that are interested in kind of learning about messaging?
I think the important thing is to think of it as a conversation and common sense, right? So the conversation part is you're speaking to a particular audience, right? It's not just to the general public. Oh, for all of you who need this, it sounds so corny and so false, right? So you're speaking to somebody you know. You've visualized that ideal audience and you're speaking to them, right? And the other thing is about that is to tell a good story, really. Because that's what's hooking people. That's what's intriguing people. Think of the way you buy, the common sense of why you buy, why you don't buy. I want a little more information here. I want to know who recommends this. I want to see that you have credentials. You're not just a phone booth under the Williamsburg Bridge or something. I mean, think of what makes you confident to buy. And if you don't have that in your message, in your sales funnel, then you need to improve that.
Well said, Nancy. And again, I'll take your step there one, even further here. Like, if you don't know that information and you can't regurgitate it quickly, it sounds like you need to go talk to your customers. And you need to let your customers tell you what it is, because you need to use their language, not your language, when you're putting that messaging together. So, well said. No surprise. Just a wealth of knowledge. So thank you, Nancy, for slowing down and taking some time with us. And I know all the entrepreneurs listening in here, as they try to evolve their messaging to make their company stand out, I know they're appreciative as well. So for everybody listening in, you're on this entrepreneurial journey. It can be lonely at times, and at some point you can even wonder, is anybody even checking out my website? Is anybody ever even going to see this messaging? Well, if you get the right messaging and you start moving people to the site, I assure you, as the larger your business gets, you'll realize how important this messaging is and how it can impact the success, not only for yourself as an entrepreneur, but more importantly, even just expectations that you end up setting with clients because of what you focus on as they come in for your product or service. So we will see you for the next episode of Catapult Your Business, where we're going to continue to scale and propel that business one question at a time. And that'll happen again next week. But until then, enjoy. Take care. Bye-bye.